Once upon a time, in the middle of the winter, on a long street in a small town, there was a kid named Mortimer. Now, Mortimer was a lonely kid. So, a long street with a lot of kids, all those kids on the street went to his school. But none of them wanted to play with him. He didn't know why. He wasn't the biggest kid. He wasn't the funniest kid. And he wasn't the toughest kid. And for whatever reason, he just didn't have a lot of friends. So, there was a snow day. And Mortimer got really excited. He went out on his lawn and he built a snow fort. Not just any snow fort. Mortimer spent the entire day building this massive snow fort. It had 4 rooms and a rooftop terrace and a deck in the back and windows and doors. It was amazing. He even built a dining room table with chairs in the middle. Built a coffee table and a sofa. It was awesome. Anyways, the snow day was a Friday. And he woke up the next morning and it had rained all night. But, not to worry, because it was the light rain. Doesn't ruin snow, just puts a hard crust on it. So then, Mortimer's snow fort was rock solid. It was actually really strong, like concrete. And so all the other kids were walking by the neighborhood and they said, "What the heck is that?" And they walked up and they looked in it and they were so interested in it, and they started playing around in it and throwing snowballs outside of it. And by the time Mortimer even got up and had his breakfast and came outside, the entire neighborhood was playing in his yard on his cool fort. And he stepped out and he said, "Hello," because he knew everybody. He went to school with all these people. And they all said, "Hi, Mortimer." And he said, "How do you guys like my fort?" And they all stopped. And they said, "This is yours?" And Mortimer said, "Yeah." And I said, "Who built it for you?" Mortimer said, "I built it." And they said, "All by yourself?" I said, "Yep." I said, "It's amazing! Castle Mortimer!" So he came running inside with them and threw snowballs with them and had the best morning of his life. By the time the afternoon came, there was the story had gone all the way up and down the street. So then the big kids came over and they said, "Get out of this fort, this is our fort." And all the little kids said, "Heck no, this is Mortimer's fort." They said, "Mortimer, Snortimer, whatever, this is our fort." And all the neighborhood kids said, "Heck no, you just try and take it." And so they started, the big kids started whipping snowballs at them, but the fort was holding up. And Mortimer had built it strong, and the overnight ice had made it even stronger. So they defended their fort against the bullies, and the bullies couldn't do anything about it. And when the bullies finally got tired and went home, they all said, "Hooray for Mortimer! He beat the bullies back with his awesome fort." Anyways, from that day on, Mortimer had more friends than he could ever imagine. When he went to school the next day, all the kids were talking about this cool fort. They all had plans to go back there after school and play some more. And even when the fort melted, it didn't really matter, because those friendships that Mortimer made would last him a lifetime. Mortimer was a happy kid, and that was the day that turned his life around.